This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it isn't like lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the... I know. You guys all got a beautiful view of that big eyeball, didn't you? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, you hear me. I say it all the time. I know it's like I'm like a broken record, right? Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. You become part of the problem when you refuse to get involved. That's really what it boils down to. So again, I say to you, what do you want? I mean, with the craziness going on around you, what are you willing to do? Where are you willing to get involved? I guess that's the question of the moment. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air. And some of you, you know, the emails I get from you guys are really great. And I've already said that if I get the nasty nasties, I'm going to read the name. So a couple people got smart over the weekend and decided, I'm going to call and leave a message. Well, look, if you get nasty in a message, I'm going to do that one, too. I'll let people know who it is before I play it. But if you got something to say, I'm good with that. You should be able to voice your opinion. Even though it's my show, my rules, I'm okay with it. But can we be grown-ups about it? What do you think? Yeah, I'm asking for a friend. All right, so of all the serious things, you know, you heard this weekend... Now, see, mainstream media, you haven't heard from them that much about the Uber driver that was killed by two black teenagers. Black young girls that were teenagers. And you heard Juan Williams of Fox News today basically say, you know, this is just two girls out for a joyride. They have no criminal. Well, you know, one, which is, this is proof positive that they don't do their homework. If one had done his homework, he would have found out one of them was just arrested back in January for pretty much doing the same thing, except they ended up in murder. What she's doing back out again, I have no idea. Probably had Gascon as a district attorney from L.A., remember? But with all that going on, what are the biggest headlines out there today? Captain Underpants author withdraws his book. Not because it's kind of crude and different. No. Because there's passive racism in it. This is great. So, apparently, Dave Pilkey, I think is his name, he's apologized for the harmful racial stereotypes and passive racism imagery that he has in one of his novels. And it's been withdrawn by his publisher amid a surge of anti-Asian violence. Where is this anti-Asian violence happening? No, I'm sorry. I mean, seriously, what are the numbers? Show me the numbers. We had a shooting that a bunch of Asians were killed in from a man that had a sexual addiction. I don't know who's listening. I don't know the age of who's listening. I'm trying to be nice. Okay? And it just so happens the places that he was frequenting were places run by Asians. So his mindset was if he went and killed these people, then he wouldn't have the sexual issues anymore. Now, past that, can you tell me, and again, I'm not trying to be nasty or mean or anything else, I want to know for real. I want to know where this massive, you know, Asian violence is coming from. Or going out to, or where it is. The Adventures of Ook and Gluk, Kung Fu Cavemen from the future, first published in 2010, it follows the two cavemen. Now, see, why are the cavemen mad about this? Why are we irritated about that, right? Remember the old Geico commercials? The guys who travel to year 2222, and they meet Master Wong, a martial arts instructor. Last week, publisher Scholastic announced that it would stop distributing the books and remove all mention of it from its website, saying it had the full support of Pilkey. We recognize the book perpetuates passive racism, Scholastic said. We're deeply sorry for this. You know, all this is over a term, Kung Fu Master. And I guess the character didn't look Asian enough to be a Kung Fu Master. Or, you know, what would they call it? Cultural appropriation, I guess. But here's the thing. Are only Asians allowed to be? Again, I'm not into Kung Fu. I'm not into the martial arts. I don't get it. But what are you telling me? Only Asians can be Kung Fu Masters? Is that where we're going with this? I'm not trying to be nasty or mean or anything else. I'm curious. I don't know. So that's how far we've come. So now here's what's going to end up happening, whether you like it or not. All right, what they're going to tell me next is that if you go to an Italian restaurant, only Italian cooks or cooks that are of Italian heritage can cook there, right? The same thing with a French restaurant. You go into a French restaurant now, and only French chefs are going to be allowed to cook there. Otherwise, it's going to be what, cultural appropriation or something like that? I can go on and on. A Greek restaurant and so forth. Is that how ridiculous we've really gotten at this point? I've got to ask. And who brought these kids up? Yeah, I'm asking that question, too. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Back in a minute. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. You listen to Real Talk GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855. 732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really appreciate the time you're spending with us. Head up to the website for more information on the show and the times, places it's playing. But let me get to her right now because I know she's got a lot to say about the last topic we'll be discussing. Kimberly Moran joins me as she does every week to kind of get the week rolling, figure out what went on over the weekend, who hid what from who. How you doing, Kimberly?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. First of all, I mean, let's forget the pictures of what happened, you know, what's going on down at the border. You know, Ted Cruz, the little girl tried to keep him from taking pictures. But we'll get past that for a second. Apparently, you know, right now, Captain Underpants is the story of the hour. We're screwed as a society, aren't we?
yeah, we are.
This is like crazy. Going somewhere to happen. But the biggest part of the story is, and now again, I don't know much about this, But the Kung Fu Caveman, now you would think the caveman part would make them nuts. You know, you saw the Geico commercial, cavemen are very sensitive. And when you look at this, you have to say to yourself, I thought that, you know, the, like a Kung Fu master was true of, you could reach that no matter what nationality you were, right? Or ethnicity.
I would think so, too. Those are people who study for many, many, many years.
Oh, they study. That's the swear word here, apparently. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, but I don't understand that either.
Well, look at Dr. Seuss. They're going after everything and anything that normalizes life, right? I mean, Kung Fu master, like you just said, you've got to study, you've got to read, you've got to work hard, you've got to work at it, you have to beat other people to get there, to be at the top. And this generation of snowflakes wants no part of that, do they?
It's not even the snow. It's not even this generation of snowflakes, Joe. It's just the older commie hippies too. It's not, they're the ones who are doing it too. It's not just young, you know, millennials or Gen Z. It's these old commies that are actually working government that are doing this as well.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
You know, it's just they want to. First of all, they don't want people to be unified around, you know, like a lot, all kinds of people probably like the Captain Underpants series or whatever that book is that you're talking about. Their kids liked it. No one ever thought anything twice about it. Same with Dr. Seuss. And then some scumbag decides, I don't like this. I think it has racial undertones. And so demands it gets taken out. Really? Nobody cared before. I used to read Dr. Seuss books. I used to volunteer in my son's preschool and read all kinds of books to the kids. Nice.
Yep.
No one cared.
No. Was anybody...
It was an all-inclusive class.
Did any kid go running into the corner crying his little eyeballs out because you were reading stories from Dr. Seuss?
No.
I don't know. Go ahead.
People need to, Americans need to stand up and fight back. It's a small minority who is pushing this kind of crap, but they're doing it with the help of, you know, left-wing billionaire money, the media, and other idiots like that who have a platform. But Americans just need to fight back and say, you know what? Screw you. We're not putting up with this crap. Strength in numbers. If they try to do something stupid on your school board, get all the parents together, get them riled up, and fight against it. You know that, Joe.
Yep. Yeah,
strength
you have to come
in numbers.
You can't just sit there moaning and groaning about it. You have to get up and actually do something about it, right?
Yep, and you can't just have one or two people do it. It has to be a group of you doing it.
Agreed.
Strength in numbers works.
Every time, you know? That doesn't work.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And unfortunately, in a lot of, you know, areas of activism, that's what it usually is.
So, here. How many is the magic number? What is the kiss of death for Cuomo? A ninth accuser comes forward with great detail as to what took place between her and him, or what he tried to make take place with her. I mean, you talk about deaf ears. You talk about triple standards. I mean, the Dems are all about that. He needs to go. When does he leave? Will they take him out?
No. They didn't take out Northam in Virginia.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll take him out.
Wait a minute, though. This is the Me Too stuff. He's taking advantage of women. You know, this is only 9. There's probably 90 out there.
Yeah, they don't care. Come on. Teddy Kennedy killed a woman. They didn't care.
Nope.
Bill Clinton was accused of rape and a whole bunch of other stuff. They didn't care.
It's amazing to me. I sit back and have to giggle. I have to giggle because if you really think about this stuff, it is so absurd and in your face. And they've gotten so empowered by this. They just do it.
Mm-hmm.
They just do it without caring.
Yeah, they literally don't care.
Yeah.
It's so really bad.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible to sit there and watch. Watch what's going on and say, my God, I barely made it out of high school and I can see what's going on here. You know?
Right.
So, yeah, exactly. It doesn't take a whole bunch of thought process. It just takes a little bit of paying attention and a little bit of using those brain cells that God gave you.
Well, some people don't have those, remember.
I know. I'm trying to be nice, you know. I'm trying to change my ways and not be so Boston about it, you know what I mean?
Why?
Just for you, I put Boston terms up on the website. I mean, up on my page. Just for you.
I got to look at that. I saw that. I didn't have a chance to do it.
Take the test. See if you're really from Boston or you know how they think. California teachers are blaming now white supremacy for parents demanding schools reopen. Right? Now, the funny thing about it is that we have quite a diverse community where I live. And last I checked, the emails that I'm getting to prove that that teacher is a liar, the emails that I'm getting are from black families and Asian families and many from Hispanic families who want their kids back in school. So, you know, again, the lies will never stop with these people. We know that.
No. That's all they've got.
But this white supremacy / racist thing, not working like it used. I mean, it's not working anymore. It really isn't.
Okay, so remember, one of the reasons Trump got elected was because people were sick of being called racist for disagreeing with Democrats or Obama for 8 years. That's one of the reasons. And now they've changed it from racist to white supremacist. I mean, people know that they're full of crap. People know that they're lying. They don't agree with you. They don't like your opinion, so they want to call you a racist or white supremacist to try to shut you up.
Yeah, use the proper terminology, okay? It's called malarkey. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. All righty.
It was so windy here today.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Another woman has come forward with allegations of harassment against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Sherry Ville of Greece, New York, says Cuomo grabbed her face and kissed her in front of her home during a visit to her house following a 2017 flood. Ville says she will also contact the state's attorney general to cooperate with an ongoing investigation into a series of allegations against the governor. Eight other women have accused Cuomo of inappropriate behavior or sexual harassment. and traffic has resumed flowing through the Suez Canal after the Ever Given was finally freed, nearly a week after the massive container ship ran aground in the canal. The ship was refloated on Monday and sailed north to the Great Bitter Lake, where it will undergo safety and technical inspections. Nearly 350 ships were delayed because of the jam. Canal officials believe the traffic backlog will be cleared by the end of this week. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5560. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and just being part of the conversation. I really want you. Let me bring her on right now. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week, and I really appreciate her helping us kick the week off with some of the crazy stories that were ignored over the weekend. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so... there were a lot. First, let me get past this teacher one. A California teacher blaming white supremacy for parents demanding schools reopen. And as I told you, being a school board member myself and looking through my emails, and you know some of these people who've actually come up and you know, and thanked us for working to try to get the schools back open. I'm getting emails from you know Hispanics and Blacks and Asians and what have you. And I'm sorry, I'm kind of confused. How is that white supremacy?
So she's this teacher saying that only white parents want schools open?
She's suggesting that parents who want their kids back to school for in-person learning are white supremacists. She is a parent herself. She says she has been able to better gauge white supremacy in his neighborhood after hearing other parents demanding that school districts have its teachers return to classroom. Right? He said, I'm disappointed as I am. Unsurprised, we all had to hear all the cynical, pearl-clutching, fake urgency, ableist, structurally white supremacist hysteria.
That teacher needs to be fired. Friggin' fired.
Went on to chastise parents for treating teachers like a waitstaff. this person does have mental issues. The more you get into some of the things that he said.
What was this in California?
Oh, yeah, Sacramento.
Oh,
the spokesperson of the Sacramento City Unified School District told the news source that Harvey's comments were not made in his capacity as a district employee. Now, which is really funny. They do this all the time. Yet anything I say, like on the show tonight, somehow it's linked directly to me being a trustee on a school board.
Of course.
Right?
Yep, that's how they roll.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And schools are starting to open now. However, now what's it been, a couple of weeks? Some of these places have been opening up schools and rolling them out and getting things going. However, today in the afternoon, CDC director warns of impending doom. As COVID-19
oh my God, that
cases.
Stupid broad. Oh my God. Oh my God. I saw that and I just, I,
I knew that.
It's a good thing it was on video. I am so done with these people. They have so harmed this country, especially children and the elderly. They have so harmed everyone. And now we got this other lunatic in there. And then that idiot Fossey says the other day, children shouldn't play together unless they're wearing masks. Take a hike, you fascist little
person, you.
Put the word in yourself because I can't say it on the air.
Oh, my God. She said,
they're so bad. It's nothing to do with masks or anything. Masks didn't help a damn thing. It's all about power.
Oh, yeah. Yo, yeah.
How far can they go? What else can they do to harm us and have us under control? Oh, a vaccine passport, maybe?
No, how far can they go? Well, look how far they went. We let them get away with it by totally shutting us down, ruining business, putting millions of people out of work.
Yeah, okay. Destroying children. How many people died because of their stupid shutdown?
Yeah.
Not because of COVID, because of their shutdown.
Do you notice the one thing they're not talking about, though, Kimberly, is they're not talking about the mental health of these children.
Of course, they don't care. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't care.
Nothing there.
They're not talking about that. I just saw a report from Massachusetts, 46% increase in teen suicide.
Yeah.
Or teens seeking mental health and or teens seeking mental health
and suicide
for the hospital. There's increase in suicide. There's increase in child abuse. There's kids that they don't even know where they are. They're off the radar. Millions of kids across this country. They're off the radar because no one's sending them to school anymore. How many kids are we going to find out were killed by their abusive parents? Because no child abuse is being reported because there's no kids seeing mandated reporters anymore. The left intentionally has tried to destroy this country, as they always do. That's their whole goal in life. But I don't understand why people don't see how much they really, truly harmed children.
No, they don't see or they don't care.
Okay. I'm saying people, regular people.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry. No, Democrats don't care.
Yeah. It just never stops. And nope. You know, you think about stuff. The D.C. mayor, you heard what she did with the two young black. I can't even call them black ladies. I mean,
they're not their girls.
They did to that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean.
Then one of them's worried, my phone's in the car. I watched the whole thing. I didn't even know it was happening when I saw it. When it first was on the on Twitter.
Right.
I was like, holy crap. Like before it even became a news story.
Wow. That was on Twitter first.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Whoever the guy was that was recording it uploaded his video. It was unbelievable.
Jeez. I'm 15, you know, who was it? Andy Warhol talking about, you know, everybody wanting their 15 minutes of fame or what have you. And, these kids have taken us to a whole new level, haven't they? I mean, everything they can do, no matter how outlandish, is on those phones, put up in the cloud or on the web or what have you. But again, they want, and Juan Williams, that brain's...
Oh, no. This was a bystander who was trying to help the guy that was videotaping this, Joe.
Right, but the girls, I'm sure they're not. They would have loved the fact that they were being watched on Twitter.
Oh, they knew they were. They didn't care, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but Juan Williams was talking about how these girls were just out for joyride. All right.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, Juan?
That they had no criminal. It's not like they were thugs. Oh, Juan, why don't you do a little homework, Juan? You'd find out one of the girls was arrested for doing almost the same exact thing in January.
They've probably done this before. Other times, they just didn't get caught.
Yep. Yeah. No, you're right. Anyhow, I mean, I just this stuff just drives me out of my mind, and the fact that look, they're all on the same basic theme, right? Go back to the CDC for a second, and all this, you got to do what they tell you to do, whatever they lay down, or whatever they're putting out there as a narrative is a narrative you're supposed to believe and follow. And now you're coming back to this with this DC mayor, you know, what is her tweet? Did you hear about what she put out there? How to keep from getting carjacked. Hello? God.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And that's in a place where it's difficult to get, for regular citizens to get firearms to protect themselves.
Yep. But go further with this. Think about it. The only place that that mind of hers, that little mind of hers goes, is that here's a way to keep from having your car jacked, okay? Even though we're defunding the... Now, all of a sudden, she's asking for more money for police. But before that,
of course,
they were defunding police. They were taking money from cops, and in big yellow letters, you know, they're painting BLM in the streets. I mean, give me a break. These people are out of control. I mean, they truly are out of control and out of touch.
They really... I don't know what kind of a world they live in. I know what they do is intentional. Some of them are just stupid, like Sheila Jackson Lee. She's just a freaking moron. But there's others that are intentionally doing evil things, knowing it's going to cause problems, or knowing that what they're doing is wrong. They're morally bankrupt.
Yeah. Well,
completely morally bankrupt.
Look at the black female legislator down there in Georgia. Pounding on the, you know, right on the governor's door that she wants in and she wants him not to sign the bill. And I'm thinking to myself at first, lady, weren't you in on the floor when they voted on this? You already voted. You lost. This is the one thing the Dems don't seem to understand. When they lose something, the only thing they want to do is commit violence to straighten it out, to get what they're looking for, like bratty little kids, right? So then she gets arrested. And her aide is yelling, she's not arrested. You can't arrest her. I'm thinking, really? What about the no one's above the law thing?
Right?
Just pounding on the governor's door.
And you know what the worst part is? Biden and all of them are lying about the bill in Georgia. Flat out, straight up lying about what the bill does. And with a straight face. Well, Biden probably doesn't know what the hell he's saying anyway, so that, whatever. But all the other ones, they're straight up, flat out lying about the bill. It doesn't do any of the things that they said it's going to do, and it actually increases options for voting.
Well,
so they don't have to wait in line for hours.
Not surprised. You can't be surprised. No, I'm not either.
No, I never.
You knew how it was going to be painted, no matter how good it was.
Yep.
It was because, you know, Republicans came up with it. Anyway, we're going to go for a quick break. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Let me just bring her back on again. Kimberly Murray joins me. She does every week. As we try to make sense of some of the dumbest stories that the Democrats are trying to support over the weekend. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
You know, the more and more I'm reading on this story about the two girls, if you think about this, they take this, what was it, I guess it was an Uber driver, right? They take, and the guy, you know, was well-dressed. I don't know if this was his only job or what have you, but, you know, he came to please, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he was
right.
Dealing with the thing as a professional, so I doubt he was doing anything to the girls verbally or physically that would have caused them to do anything to him. And I'm reading this, and you saw it, right, as it happened?
Yes.
Okay, so the car flips over or flips up on its side. They must have been cranking.
It was kind of hard to see what was going on, but yeah, they flew down the street. And I think he was on the car, like he was holding on to the car.
Yeah.
You'd have to watch the video. I know there's videos out there. It's just, I didn't even know what was going on at first. I'm like, what the heck is going on? Because it just, you know, all of a sudden this video's everywhere on YouTube. I mean, on Twitter.
Part of what I love about this is the National Guard was there. They pulled the girl.
They were right there when it happened. And so the guy who videoed the video I saw, he was yelling to them. He's like, these girls did this. Because, you know, all of a sudden a car comes flying. They don't know what's going on.
Right.
So that guy actually told the National Guard, hey, these girls did this. And that's when I saw the girl yelling, my phone's in the car. Really? You're not getting any phone where you're going, sweetheart.
No, that's exactly. I can't remember where the city was. I don't know if it was Baltimore or D.C. itself. Carjacking's up 300% from the beginning of the year. Any guess as to what that might be about? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe the defunding of the police crap. And, of course, in those kind of places, you can't protect yourself. So, you know.
No, you can't.
You're screwed.
Right? So you're kind of on your own. You're right. You're kind of screwed. It's just amazing to me the craziness that goes down in that party. And you imagine being at a Democrat Party meeting trying to get your point across, any kind of point across, because they're all at odds with each other.
Right.
Right as to how far left they want to go.
That's, yeah, regular Dems, you know, if any exist anymore, they're like, what are you doing? You know?
Are you going to get the vaccine passport? You know, I had to get the real California driver's license to be able to. Listen to this. For me to get on a plane from California, I have to get what's called a real California driver's license. Now, I thought they were all real, but apparently they're not. And what that means is I had to go with about 6 pieces of identification in order to get my driver's license that is qualified to fly.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not getting one of those. I have a passport. Not doing it.
Yeah. Well,
New Hampshire made it a choice.
What's that?
New Hampshire fought against it at first, and then they made, you know, you can, it's a choice. So they don't force us to get it.
This is just amazing. I'm loving this. Okay, so what's going to happen here? We're going to need some kind of mark on our passport or some kind of card or some kind of mark on our driver's license to let them know we've been vaccinated. You can do it?
Hell no. Not happening.
Just think, this creates a whole underground market for, fake vaccine passports.
And
we
get them and what if you're choosing not to get the vaccine? Then what?
You can't fly anywhere. That's your choice.
Right?
Right?
I mean,
you're not going to be able to drive.
These are the same people that call voter ID racist, and now they're going to make people get vaccine IDs? Really?
Right?
They fail to see the irony in that one.
No, big time. You know, and the spin that these people put on this stuff, again, back to the vaccines, they're not talking about. I did a special on Saturday, 2-hour special that I haven't told anybody but you about, but now I guess everybody else knows about it. where I had a couple of doctors on the show and we were talking about the vaccine and really what's in it and what it does and that kind of thing. And I was floored. I was floored through the whole thing. I mean, you hear some of the crazy stories. And these people weren't, you know, real crazy. They're just laying down. This is how it came about. I said, I don't understand how these vaccines are working when one has to be, what, well below freezing or whatever to be effective or transported.
Yep.
One has to be kept refrigerated but not well below freezing. One is only one shot, and it's only 66% effective. I mean, give me a break. I know science isn't exact, but... And they laid out the reasons for all that. They laid out the reasons why you're not hearing about how many people are dying from the vaccine.
Nope. Never hear that.
No. No. Not going to happen. Too much. There's too many people making too much money at this, and the hype's already been put out there, huh?
I told you, it's going to be just like global warming. Money, money, money.
Yeah.
It's going to be COVID alarmists, and they're going to, all these people are making money already. They're not going to stop. They're going to keep pushing for it to be this way. They don't want to stop.
No. No, and this one is actually taken root hard and fast. I mean, poor Al Gore is still fighting to get people to understand the truth so he can buy a second plane.
Right. No, it's, and then you got idiots like Fauci who's freaking, had no credibility, in my opinion, in the first place. This is a guy who spent billions on funding to find an AIDS cure, never found it, but all those years took the money away from cancer research. So he's a fraud.
He's not just a, you know what? Society's gone down the road where we're believing people. If he was your stockbroker, when would you have gotten rid of him? I mean, think about what
day
you
one.
Predicted, right?
Day I mean, one. I said the models were wrong from day one, and I was right.
Yeah. I mean, people got mad at me because I kept saying last week, where are the 2 million dead? Can you show me where the 2 million dead are? Right? I mean, I don't want to see 2 million people dead. Don't get me wrong. But if you're going to tell me as a scientist and somebody I'm supposed to trust and believe and go get a shot based on what you say, then show me the 2 million you predicted. It's not there.
Nope.
And LA County finally said, hey, you know what? We're past this hurdle, but there's new strains looking that they're coming down the road. I'm going, okay, here we go again. We're going to go through this again and again. Of course, there's a new strain. Flu strains change all the time, don't they?
They do. Joe, they want to keep the control. They like that the control that they have. People running around screaming at their neighbors, oh, put your mask on. You know what I mean? By the way, I still don't wear mine. Not going to do it.
I put the top over my mustache.
I only do it when I have to in medical situations. But seriously, it's masks did nothing to slow the spread of COVID anywhere in the world at all. But now you have the idiot Fossey saying your children can't play unless they have masks. Enough already.
Listen, you have 3,000 kids in the park, and maybe two of them might pick up something. Okay, get over them. They need to get over themselves.
It's all about control. You see, Fauci, he's gotten a Napoleon complex as it is.
Well, they were going down that road when they started saying, you know what, you just need to do what we tell you to do, basically because you're too stupid to know better.
Yeah.
Right?
And guess what?
Experts.
How many millions of Americans did?
I know, right?
Seriously. I mean, in some cases, we have no choice, you know, in certain areas. But how many Americans just did whatever they were told? There's people that haven't left their house in a year.
No,
literally,
afraid,
Joe.
Petrified. I know people like that. Petrified to come outside because they're older and they've been told that their age, they're more susceptible to it. You know, so they don't want to be out and about. Me, on the other hand, you know, they want to tag me as somebody. I won't get the vaccine. So, therefore, I shouldn't be, you know, near certain people, certain types, whatever. And I'm going, okay, you know, I'll wait till this all blows over. And when you grow your third nose, I'll be the one without the vaccine still.
Right. Seriously.
I'm getting
and I think I told you, I don't know if I was last week. I can't remember if I told you or not. I know a woman who's a nurse. And for years, she worked, you know, in a hospital, nursing care setting. Never got COVID. She got the COVID vaccination, and then she got COVID and gave it to her husband.
Well, nice to share.
Nice, right?
God, I just, all this stuff going on around us, how we gave in so fast without, you know, really, truly fighting. We told, we were believed, you know, the old joke, I'm from the government, I'm here to help. We have swallowed that hook, line, and sinker.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. And there, you know, we didn't know what was going on at first, right? So at first it was like, you know, for the first few weeks, it was like, okay, what's really going on? Is it really this bad? Oh my God. Well, at first it was whatever. And then when I saw the models coming out and all that crap, I'm like, no, these models are crap.
Oh, where do people find you? Where do they find your writings and such?
GraniteGrok.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
They haven't banned you for Twitter yet. I don't know.
I'm surprised. I know.
Me too. We'll be back in a minute, people. Joe, your host. Don't go far.